This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, on Joy 94.9.
Joy, joy, joy.
Hello and welcome to the new look, well, well, well. This afternoon from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre. First off, thanks to Josh for the news and, of course, to the Gazman for the morning show.
And I guess the interesting thing is that it's new for us. We're actually back in a daytime slot.
We are back in a daytime slot. It's the first time we've been able to look out the window and actually see daylight that's not going to turn dark.
I know. I asked for a shade to be installed and they said I was being a diva to start with. So I thought, you know, well, not.
Well, let's continue as we've started.
Well, I guess as a brief introduction, that Well is a sex, or is a show, I should say, about sex, health, and well-being.
Indeed.
And so each week we'll actually have three co-hosts because there's seven of us.
I know. It's a bumper edition. Every edition is going to be a bumper edition.
Yeah, but
it's very exciting.
So there's three co-hosts basically every week, and we'll be discussing with guests, have a variety of different topics. But this week we've kind of got basically everyone in the studio.
We have.
Well, we've got everyone except Jess. Jessie's away at a conference in New South Wales, but I think she's back on. She'll be on air next week, I think.
And she's here in spirit.
She's here in spirit.
But we really would love to hear from the listener. The listener, the listeners, the plethora of people that are listening. So if you would like us to know that you're listening, you can like us and interact with us live here, real time. Go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. Or you can call 1300-JOY-949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au, or you can send an SMS to 0427-JOY-949, or finally, you can tweet us at wellwellwelljoy. So if you don't pick up one of those, then seriously, what's
you know,
I don't
you're not
understand.
Listening. You're not interacting.
You're not interacting.
And we really do enjoy hearing from our listener.
We do.
Now, after this next delightful track, we're going to be introducing three of our new hosts, each of whom is going to share a little bit about themselves, a little bit about their work to do and what they do undertake at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. You are listening to the new look, well, 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 here on Joy 94.9. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Joining Adam, Jill and I on Well, 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 this show, as weekly as regular co-hosts are Carlos, Jack and Murray. And we also have Jessie, who's away at a conference in Sydney, but she'll be back next week. I'd like to introduce Murray. Good afternoon. I keep on saying evening because we're
still
so
on the
used
old
to
time
the old time.
This is prime time. Someone came in earlier when the break was on and said, how does it feel being on prime time? We're on prime time.
And I feel absolutely excited.
I'm thrilled.
Now, Murray, you work in the part of the Victorian AIDS Council called People and Culture.
That's right.
Now, what can you share a little bit about yourself with the audience, with our listener, and the work you do at the AIDS Council?
Well, my name's Murray. I work in the volunteer program at VAC, which is kind of like the driving seat for all the volunteers that come into the organisation. I'm absolutely thrilled to be a part of this program. The Victorian AIDS Council has a long history of volunteers, so many people know that the organisation is over 30 years old, and it was actually started by a community collective. Now, I don't mean to go into the history of the organisation, but it really sets the foundation for how important volunteers are within our organisation. So we have over 85 to 90% of our workforce is volunteers, and that equates to around over 500. So in terms of my role and the job that I do, it's quite huge, but I absolutely love it. There's four main sites for the Victorian AIDS Council. I work at the Claremont Street site. We also have the PLC and the clinic and the newly opened Pronto. So we have volunteers that sort of are out and about in most sites, not really in Pronto, and we have volunteers that work off-site as well. So you can imagine that my job is huge, but as I said, I love it.
Well, you've said it's a huge job, and how long have you been doing it for, Murray?
4 months. So it's still fresh. I've actually come from a volunteer background, very different in terms of the volunteers that I worked with in my old job. The unique position that the Victorian AIDS Council is that it attracts a high number of volunteers, and that means that we get student volunteers, we get corporate volunteers, we have a lot of corporate buy-in, so we get all corporate companies that come to us and offer us volunteers mm-hmm. for a day, and we have our community volunteers. So and the community volunteers ranges, we've got the legal service that's at the Positive Living Centre, we've got professional solicitors and the councillors, we've got psychologists, and so there's a whole range.
And over the coming weeks, months and years, we'll be finding out more about volunteers and the volunteer needs of the organisation, because it's a ever-changing organisation with ever-changing needs.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 and our new daytime slot. Loving it. So another new member of the Well, Well, Well co-hosting team is Jack, who is also from the people and cultural area of people and culture area of the Victorian AIDS Council. Hi, Jack. So can you share with us and the listener a little bit about yourself and what you do at the Victorian AIDS Council?
Sure. My current position is the partnership program leader, which means I have an internal and an external focus, trying to make sure everyone talks to each other across the programs and the sites and the divisions within the organisation, but also to develop new partnerships and relationships and foster existing ones with an external focus. So it's very much part of the culture of who we are, what we do and how we go about the health and wellbeing focus of the organisation.
And not to really give anything away, but how many years have you been with the Victorian AIDS Council?
Well, for somebody so young, I've done an awful lot in a short amount of time. I'm 30. I first became a volunteer in 1990. I used to be a volunteer for the Ian Gawler Foundation for cancer support, and a friend of mine said, why aren't you doing something for your own community? So I eventually became involved with VAC in 1990, and I was a volunteer for 6 years before I got an opportunity to become a staff member in 1996, and I've held various positions within that time. Most recently was the manager of HIV services.
And so in terms of your networking role, exactly what is networking all about? Is it literally schmoozing and dinner parties and, cocktails?
I wish it was more of that. No, it's about making sure we're all on the same page and talking the same language for the benefits of clients. And that means I work and liaise with peer-based orgs like Living Positive Victoria, Positive Women, Straight Arrows, research bodies like Arches and Burnett, and also the clinical services, Royal Melbourne Hospital, the Alfred, and the Royal District Nursing Service.
Yeah, and so are there particular organisations or groups? Because obviously we've been around for a very long time. Well, 30 years for you, because, 31 tomorrow.
Yeah.
But are there particular organisations or groups that we've been involved with for over a really long period of time?
Yes, the Royal District Nursing Service stands as a beacon, really, in good clinical and community responses. We've had a partnership with them in one way or another for 30 years now, and the Minister for Health launched last year, I think it was, our 30th anniversary, and we see them as our clinical arm in the community. So without them, we couldn't provide the care and support that we do in the community. Their clinical expertise stands above none, and they're involved with staff selection in certain areas, induction, training, education for staff and volunteers across the whole organisation.
Fantastic. Well, Jack, welcome on board. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Our last person that we're going to be introducing of the new team for Well, Well, Well is the lovely, wonderful, sexy Carlos. Carlos works with us in health promotion in his capacity as a sexually adventurous men worker. Now, Carlos, what can you tell us about your project, aside from the fact that it's got an amazing name?
Julie, how are you?
Hi.
What can I tell you about myself? I do like to play a little bit with my accent.
Why wouldn't you? So do I.
Yeah, it gets people interested in what you're saying, and probably it makes them get a little bit closer. Yes, as you said, I'm part of the health promotion team at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. I run the Sexual Adventurous Men Project. It's all to do about community engagement and finding ways to work with different groups of people.
So when you say engagement, what exactly does that mean for you specifically for your work? How do you engage the community specifically to your program?
Well, we work with party organizers. We work with organized social groups such as Vic Leather or Vic Bears, and just liaise with them trying to find the best ways of delivering sexual health or even health well-being initiatives within those communities.
And I've always been fascinated by the Sexually Adventurous Men Project because it is so much of you as an individual having to go into these communities, into this, or in, you're already in the community, so you're just having to work with peers. But that must be, that must have its own challenges sometimes?
There is a fine line, yes. You tend to work where you play, basically.
Mm.
So it can get interesting, but I think you get used to it. And, you know, it helps. It helps when you're part of the community. It helps to relate.
Yeah.
Basically.
You've done a lot of work, though, Carlos, haven't you, in terms of bridging some of those relationships that weren't really there to begin with for various reasons. So part of your role was actually sort of making that pretty solid to begin with. So then you can enter into those sort of conversations around health.
There has been a lot of work done with different groups and even with the community in general. Like, we created the Down and Dirty website, which was done through focus groups, through consultation with the community. And all the content on Down and Dirty has been reviewed by different people from the community, from doctors as well. So it's quite an interesting website. There's a lot of naughty information that might be handy when you're trying to
maybe
have fun.
Explore your body and the body of another.
That's one way of putting it. Yes. In very different ways.
Adam's shaking his head on the other side. Now, it's not just you. You have a person who you work with as well?
At the moment, yes, I have Harry, which is a new person for the health promotion team. He will be working with me for 6 months. The project used to be done by us, Victorian AIDS Council, and Living Positive Victoria. Now, Living Positive Victoria, it's more a consultant kind of
partnership.
Yeah. But yeah, it's quite a lot of work.
It's quite a lot of work. And it's certainly a very unique project. And I'm sure, I dare say, over the next, as Tech said, days, weeks, months, years, we will be learning more about you and your project and the work that you do in the community, which we are all going to be looking forward to.
Hopefully. I'll be more than happy to share a little bit.
Nice. We like it when you share. Mm-hmm. You are listening to Joy 94.9. This is Well, 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 your passport to the GLBTI community's joy to the world.
Now, for those who don't know it yet, in July there's a big event happening in Melbourne. Murray, do you want to tell us about it?
Well, it's a very exciting event. It's the AIDS 2014 International Conference, which travels around the world every 2 years, and Melbourne has been selected as the host city, which is very exciting. I've only been with the organisation for 4 months, so it's a bit of a whirlwind for me. What do you know of the conference, Jack?
Well, it's going to be a major event. It's the largest health conference ever in the world. Last time it was in Washington, we're lucky to have it here in Melbourne because it brings together the whole of the Asia-Pacific and indeed the international community to look at how we respond to HIV in this region and in Australia. Our response has been quite unique, in fact, because Australia had a very grassroots rather than top-down response to HIV, which stands as a unique model across the world. So there's things to be learnt for all people participating, and our partnerships between scientists and research, government and communities stands us in good stead internationally.
So I guess from the point of view of the Victorian AIDS Council, we've got a working group that's working on AIDS 2014 in terms of all the events that we're going to be managing.
That's what I chair, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, and you send out a lovely agenda every fortnight and you've got a minute calendar. But in terms of the events that we're planning and that we're involved in, I just want to let people know that we're currently developing our volunteer experience package. And that will be listed on our website in around May. So check in with us. I know that that the official AIDS 2014 conference has volunteering experience as well, but we're looking for volunteers of our own.
Absolutely. And the main conference itself runs from the 20th of July to the 25th of July, and there's other satellite conferences pre and post the main conference, and there'll be 15,000 delegates from around the world and 1,000 international journalists hitting Melbourne, so it's going to be quite major.
It's pretty exciting.
It is exciting, but also we're working with the City of Melbourne and Fran Curlin, who's one of the ever-present activists, I think, of the City of Melbourne. The City of Melbourne will be bathed red for the conference. Lots of things will be happening, so stay tuned for all sorts of news around that.
Absolutely. In terms of the MSN, did you want to talk about that briefly?
Yeah, preceding the main conference is the MSM, or Men Who Have Sex With Men, Global Forum at the Melbourne Town Hall. That goes for 2 days. Also, there's the community village in the Jeff Shed, the Exhibition and Conference Centre, down at Jeff Shed, as we affectionately call it, where the main conference is. There will be a community village which is open to, and a community global village, open to every person in Melbourne if they want to come down, get some resources, check us out, look at what's going on in the international HIV health and wellbeing sector.
Look, I think it's important to point out, if anyone wants to find more information about the actual AIDS 2014 conference, you can go to their website, AIDS2014.org.
And this is Well, Well, Well. You're on Joy 94.9.
This is a Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. If you've just joined us, this is our first show in the new autumn grid. And as you have been, you've been meeting some of our new co-hosts. Now, we've had a slew, a slather.
A slew? What's a slew?
It's a sort of an old-fashioned word that John would probably understand.
Who's
of messages,
John?
Jack. Of messages people come in. We've had Sue, who sent in a message saying, yay for Well, 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 and Tex. Oh, thanks, Sue.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Sue, for Well, 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 you know.
And we've had Susie from Balaclava, who said, fantastic to have Well, Well, Well back on the air and loves my dulcet tones.
We all do, Tex. It's very dulcet. It's very tonal. So we do love your dulcet tones.
Thank you, darling. We've had Rowena from South Yarra.
Oh, I wonder who that is.
And we had Michelle and individually Brendan, who both liked our Facebook page.
Oh, yay.
And so, you know, if you'd like to comment or give us a suggestion via our Facebook page, you can do that right now or at any time. Just go to facebook.com/well, well, well. Joy.
And I think one of the main points about us coming back into a daytime grid is that we're actually really interested in what you guys in the community out there are thinking and what types of shows and what types of topics you'd actually like us to cover. I think the more that we can actually provide stuff that you're interested in, the more you're going to want to engage with us. So there's obviously a plethora, I love to say that just because that's the way you say it, Tex, of ways that people can get into contact with us. So obviously it's facebook.com/well, well, well. 1300 JOY 949. You can email onair@joy.org.au or send an SMS 0427 JOY 949, and we get the emails and the SMSs right here in the studio, people. Right here. That's direct contact. Or, okay, you can tweet us, and that's also direct contact at Well, Well, Joy. But what do you think some of the future topics coming up will actually be, Tex?
Well, look, as we just heard from Murray and Jack, we're going to be talking a lot in the forthcoming weeks and months about AIDS 2014 as it gets ever so closer. And we're hoping to have visiting presenters for the conference and world leaders in HIV coming in and talking to us, or perhaps we might have to do a few pre-records where we'll be playing before the conference or after the conference, things that they've said about HIV and sexually transmitted infections. But I think, Adam, there'll be a whole plethora of different topics that we'll be coming up with. I know that next week our colleague Heath is coming in. He's going to be talking about pre-exposure prophylaxis, and don't worry, we'll explain next week what all of that means. But as Adam said, it would be great to know what you'd like to hear us chatting about in the fields of health, sex and HIV, sexually transmitted infections. They're the sort of topics we'll be concentrating on as we bring you up to date about what's happening here and now.
Yeah, and I mean, I think some of the past shows that we've done as well, it's been stuff around, cancer-related smoking or prostate cancer, or I think we did one about, you know, pets in general and health and well-being, or probably about cycling. I mean, anything that is literally related to sex, health or well-being for the GLBTIQQCC community, bring it all in. We'd love to chat about it. And anyone, if you're out there and you'd actually like to be a guest, you're more than welcome to get in contact with us and we can have a chat about what type of show that we can actually put together.
And as Adam said before, probably the easiest way is to get in contact with us via facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy, or you can ring us at the Victorian AIDS Council. There are quite a lot of us now who have seven people who are doing the show on a regular basis. So if you just ask to speak to someone, one of our radio co-hosts, if you ring into the AIDS Council, we'll be able to talk to you about the possible way of including that particular topic, or perhaps you as one of our guests.
Yeah, and I think another aspect that we actually do sort of like to, cover through Well 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 is the fact that we like to highlight a lot of variety of the areas within the Victorian AIDS Council, just to highlight a lot of the work that we're doing that people might not be aware about or might not know about. So stuff around like peer education groups or volunteer opportunities or different parts of the organisation such as Pronto, which is our rapid HIV testing service, or the Centre Clinic, or, you know, the Positive Living Centre. There's lots of different things that we can talk about within each of those different sections of the organisation. So we kind of like do a little bit to, you know, pump ourselves up a little bit. But, you know, it's also just to let people know that there are services out there.
And my goodness me, we have had another message in, this time from Brad, who says that he's loving the chat and tunes.
Ooh.
So thank you, Brad.
No worries.
That's really nice to hear. Adam, look, we should very quickly say that we did receive from Vic Roads a traffic alert. This is for Warragul Road in Mentone.
I was going to say, is it for Punt Road and those roadworks?
No, not
yeah,
for those ones.
I didn't think so.
It's Warragul Road Emergency Works, Johnson Street, Mentone. Left-hand lane closed, southbound at Johnson Street, emergency waterworks. Speed limit reduced to 40 kilometres an hour and they're expected to have it finished by 5 p.m, which means when you're on the way home, you won't be held up, fingers crossed.
That was fantastic.
Well, you know, I love hearing traffic alerts on Joy, because especially as I'm not a driver.
If you are actually after a little bit of sports and exercise, Vic Tennis Sun. It's a mixed social Monday nights, men's competition. New tennis players are welcome. For more information, go to victennis.com or call 0478-670-855. That's 0478-670-855.
Nice. Give us another one. Have you got another little snippet of something there?
Of course I have.
Something juicy.
Melbourne Front Runners, it's another way that you can exercise.
No, they're very popular as well. They've got a very good reputation.
Have you been over
I haven't,
them?
But I do have a very good friend who goes religiously.
Well, they are a social running group. They meet every Saturday. Walkers are welcome. And you can contact them on 0432 462 152.
Nice. And walkers really are welcome, because my friend walks. She does not run. Now, Murray, we're going to throw to you just because we like you.
Thanks, Jill.
Apparently we need volunteers.
We do need volunteers. I was having so much fun before when I was introducing myself that I actually forgot to mention over at our PLC we run our in-home support.
We should mention that's the Positive Living Centre as well.
Positive Living Centre, that's right. And over there we have the VAC support team, and they're currently in the need for volunteer drivers out in the north around Preston, Coburg, in the northwest areas around Essendon, as well as far as Werribee. So if you have a car and you would like to volunteer during the day, it doesn't have to be every day, you can let us know that you're available on, say, perhaps a Wednesday morning. Get in contact with us at the AIDS Council and we can have a chat.
So you can do that by phoning 9865 6700. And this is for people who are maybe driving clients to, say, medical appointments and so on. So it's pretty...
It's a lot of our isolated clients that are unable to get to medical appointments and to social gatherings. So it's really supporting some of our vulnerable community.
Yeah, fantastic work. So that's 9865 6700, and ask to speak to Murray and he will fill you in with all the details and have a bit more of a chat. You are listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
And Adam, it's coming up to, oh goodness gracious me, we're very near the end of the show.
Oh my God, yay. I mean, it's been an amazing show. Like, I mean, the first one during the day, like it's just flown by.
And our listener has got to meet some brand new voices. We've had Jack and Murray, Carlos, same old voices of Jill, Adam and Tex. And next week, of course, we'll be hearing one of our other new voices, which is Jessie. She's away at a conference in Sydney, or Sin City, as I like to call it this week.
Sin City.
We need to say thank you to a few people who sent in messages. Thanks to Sue, thanks to Susie, to Rowena, and to Michelle and Brendan. Those were the two who liked our Facebook page.
And I guess next week, just to give you a little bit of, I think we've already mentioned it, we've got Heath Painter, who's the Senior Health Promotion Policy Analyst at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's House today, who's coming in to talk about pre-exposure prophylaxis, because there is a demonstration project and a forum coming up. So it'll be very interesting to see what's happening on the biomedical front in relation to HIV prevention.
It will be really interesting because biomedical is still very much the new when we talk about HIV. So it's great to have all of this deconstructed, and Heath will be really good at deconstructing it and then reconstructing it again so that everybody does understand what we're actually going on about.
Exactly, exactly. So, I can't believe it. This is Well, Well, Well and a new time slot. Tuesdays, midday.
Tuesdays, midday, or actually 12:04, just after the news.
You're pulling teeth, dear. You're pulling teeth.
I don't pull teeth. I've got falsies.
Oh, dear. Anywho, this has been Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.